Welcome once again to Life Changers, and I want to pray for you, and then I want to get us right into the teaching of God's Word. It's going to change your life from the inside out. Father, I thank you for your healing gifts. I thank you for your miracle gifts. I thank you for the gifts of the Spirit operating in our atmosphere and in this moment and in every person connected here. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing. I speak blessing. I speak deliverance and freedom. I speak freedom from addictions. I speak healing from all forms of disease. I speak healing from cancer. I speak to cancers and to blood diseases. Be removed, be uprooted and planted in the sea. I command you to be removed. I speak wellness, healing, blessing, abundance in Jesus' name. Increase this year. Increase of wisdom, increase of God's goodness, increase of his power, increase in everything good, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, while we're on the topic of praying for increase and the goodness of God, I really want to talk to you about putting God first. You know, I think all of us want to put first things first in our lives when January comes around, but putting God first starts for me, like we believe that when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things are added to us. You know, it's really a benefit to us to put God first. It's really more of a benefit to us than really it is to him. Because when we put him first, he's blessing and he's pouring into him. The kingdom of God is set up that when you put your priorities, first things first, make God your priority, it comes back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. I think before we put God first, though, we need to understand what God is like. And so when I think of what God is like, I think I really believe that the most important thing about any person is what they believe about God. Because if you believe that God is mean and angry, you're going to be mean and angry. But if you truly believe he is who he said he is, you truly believe in his outrageous generosity, it'll change your life. I really believe that we must dispel the myth of a stingy God. So many people think God is stingy, that God is limited, that he'll only give to you if you do certain things. And he doesn't want to really bless you because you need to change this or change that. And God's not like that. He blesses us when we're good. He blesses us when we're not so good, because his blessing is connected to Jesus. So when we talk about the outrageous generosity of God, this is the glory of God. The glory of God that the Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, for the earth will be filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. The glory of God starts with the goodness of God. The glory of God is the goodness and the generosity of God. Listen how generous God is. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Ephesians 1:3 in the Message translation. He says, or the NIV, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. As he goes on to say in verse 7 and verse 8, in him, in Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavishes upon us. Think about this, the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. The riches of his grace. He doesn't just kind of meagerly give out a little grace. It says he lavished them upon us. Lavish is a word of abundance. It's a word of overwhelming, more than enough. He lavished us with his grace. Wow. You got to love that verse. According to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in Christ Jesus. I love what the Passion Translation says in this verse. Since we are now joined to Christ, we have been given the treasures of redemption by his blood, the total cancellation of our sins, all because of the cascading riches of his grace, the cascading riches of his grace. I want to read that again to you. Since we are now joined to Christ, We have been given the treasures of redemption by his blood, the total cancellation of our sins, all because of the cascading riches of his grace. Wow, the outrageous generosity of God. When you believe God is like this, you begin to draw so much of his goodness in your life. Hebrews 4:16 says that we can come boldly, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of his grace to receive mercy and to find grace to help in our time of need. I love what the Message translation says for Hebrews 4:16 as well. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. Let us go right up to him. What is it? Someone might say, oh, that doesn't sound like an accurate translation. Well, think about what it means when he says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of his grace to receive mercy. Let us come boldly. He's telling us to come boldly, not sheepishly, not grudgingly, not with shame, not with guilt. He says, come boldly, not being shy, come boldly. So when the Message translation says it this way, so let's walk right up to him. That's coming boldly. Let's walk right up to him and let's get what he is so ready to give. We're not coming up to God and trying to get him to be generous to us. We're coming to him to get what he's so ready to give. Wow. He said, take the mercy, accept the grace. I like the Amplified version as well. Therefore, let us with privilege approach the throne of grace. That is the throne of God's gracious favor with confidence and without fear, so that we may receive mercy for our failures and find his amazing grace to help in time of need, an appropriate blessing coming just at the right moment. Wow, I don't know. This is where you need the mind-blown emoji right here, where your head just pops off. Wow. Say this again. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace, that is the throne of God's gracious favor, with confidence and without fear, so that we may receive mercy for our failures and find his amazing grace to help in time of need, an appropriate blessing coming just at the right moment. Who needs an appropriate blessing just at the right moment? Who needs an abundance of God's grace? Who is ready to experience and receive the mercy for our sins, the washing away, the giving us a second chance? Somebody has got to be needing a second chance like me. Somebody's got to be out there needing a third chance or a fourth chance like me. Come on, let's go right to God. Let's go to him now. Let's stop right now for a moment and go right to him. Come on, let's go receive what he's so ready to give. What do you need? Healing? What do you need? A breakthrough? What do you need? A miracle? What do you need to be delivered from the wrong people and have receive the right people, delivered from the wrong person and receive the right person? Whatever it is you need. You need a promotion. You need increase. Come on, let's go right up to him and ask boldly for the thing he's so ready to give. Come on, who needs some mercy? Come on, let's go to him. Just say, Heavenly Father, I come boldly. I come with confidence. I come with privilege that you bought. You paid for this privilege through the blood of Jesus. Say that. You paid for this privilege through the blood of Jesus. So I come boldly to receive your help. I need your help at the right. This is the right moment for your help. I need your help now. Come on, say that. I need your help now, Father. I invite you to overwhelm me with your mercy. Overtake me with your grace. I need your help today. Just say that out loud. I need your help today, and I receive it from the throne of your grace. It's not a throne. Amen. Amen, right? It's not a throne of judgment. It's a throne of grace. It's not where God is stingy. It's where he's so ready to give whatever you need. Wow. This is the kind of God we should want to put first in our lives. Why wouldn't we? I want you to think about this, because God first to me, putting God first, seeking first the kingdom of God, it really means just being smarter than our own human nature. God's smarter than us. So his way is always a better way. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first, put as a priority the kingdom of God. And what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God must not be misunderstood with the kingdom of heaven. Now, they are obviously related and similar, but heaven is a place. The kingdom of heaven is the place of heaven where God dwells. But the kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. In fact, many translations say God's way of doing things. The kingdom of God is God's system, or the way God governs things, the way he operates. So it's his way of operating. So really what we're doing when we say we're putting God first, because I know everybody wants to put God first, everybody wants to have the right priorities today. And this is how you're going to know that you have the right priorities, is when you understand that God has a better way than our way. The Bible says God's ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But what he's telling us there is as we elevate our thoughts to God's way of thinking, we will elevate our ways of living. So when he says, seek first the kingdom of God, let's put it this way. Seek first God's way of doing things. You see, God has a way of doing things and we have a way of doing things. Our way is usually rooted in fear and worry and insecurity and anxiety and the fear of not having enough. God's way of doing things is to be generous. God's way of doing things is to pray when you're anxious. God's way of doing things is not to medicate anxiety. It's to go to God in prayer. Anxiety is actually a good signal telling us that there's something that we need God to answer about, something we need an answer from God about. Anxiety is, I'm not against medication. Please understand, when you need a physiological, chemical help to an imbalance, that is appropriate. But God doesn't want us relying on pills. He wants us relying on him. And that simply means God's way of dealing with anxiety is go to him and pray. At that moment that you feel anxious is the moment that God says you have an anointing at that moment to pray with thanksgiving, make your request known to God, and peace will surround your heart. He said the cure to anxiety is that the peace of God will surround your heart. Wow. This is an amazing thing when we talk about putting God first. It means God's way instead of our way. It means God's system instead of our system. It means God's government, not our government. Man's way is to vote and to pick someone, and there's nothing wrong with those things in elections in free countries, etc. All countries should be free, and all should be able to have that kind of election process. But God's way of governing things is that we govern ourselves by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the fruit of the Holy Spirit. God's way of governing things is we plant seeds and we get harvests. God's way of governing increase, God's way of us increasing is we plant, God increases. God's way of dealing with anxiety, we pray, we give him thanks, and peace comes. God's way of dealing with conflict is to be humble rather than to fight for your opinion. Be humble, be generous, be kind. Walk away rather than be fighting and combative and trying to prove our points. You see, God's way is to realize that you're forgiven, and then it's easier for you to forgive. That's God's way. That's the kingdom of God. When we say seek first, when God says seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, it's God's way of doing things. God's way of handling finances is to be generous and to manage and be a good steward of what you have. And God increases you. God's way of dealing with people is to be kind, to be generous. God's way of dealing with thoughts and fears is to speak life, to speak God's word, to speak forth. Now you think of God's way of doing things. Now we're talking about putting God first. God's first, God being first means God's kingdom, God's way of doing things, being first in your life. You know, there's many people that are frustrated in your life right now, but if you look at your life honestly and objectively, you'll probably find that the things you're frustrated most about are because you're doing those things your way. God has a better way. I would encourage you to examine, what are you frustrated about? What are you angry about? Maybe you're trying to go about this thing your way, trying to get somebody to behave the way you want them to behave, try to manipulate somebody. That's your way. That's man's way. That's not God's way. God's way is free. Give people freedom. Give people peace. Give people, don't put your happiness on the responsibility of anybody else in your life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. That's God's way. Enjoy your relationship with Him and you'll experience the joy of the Lord. That's God's way. Come on, let's pray together. Have you received Jesus into your life? Have you accepted Him? Are you at peace with God? If not, that's the first step. The way to God is through Jesus, not through our efforts, not through our holiness, not through our righteousness, but His righteousness, which is a gift. Today, can I introduce you to the outrageously generous God who wants to be your Father? If you haven't received Him yet, just pray this prayer. Just say, Heavenly Father, come on, if you want to be sure you're saved, have a relationship with God, have peace with God, say, Heavenly Father, I invite Jesus into my life as my Savior. I believe, come on, say that out loud. I believe Jesus died for my sins and rose from the dead. From this moment forward, I am a child of God. Say that out loud. From this moment forward, I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, I want to send you a gift absolutely free. You can download this anywhere in the world, The Power of a New Life. You can go to lifechangerschurch.com/salvation. And this book, you can download it anywhere in the world. It's absolutely free. It goes through the next steps in this journey with God, how to build the right foundation that you can build a great life upon with God. Okay, so make sure to get that. And it's my gift to you. And let me know that you prayed that prayer to receive Jesus today as your Savior. And we'll keep talking about God's way, which is such a better way than ours. And I can't wait to see you in the next service. If you need anything before then, make sure to reach out to us. And we have team members and we have international global church online that we welcome you to be a part of and welcome you to reach out to at any time. Go to lifechangerschurch.com/global. Can't wait to see you at our next service. God bless.